That's the Tom Sofer, famous Tom Sofer. Tom Sofer said, I don't mind if you say my things in your name, but just don't say your things in my name. Yeah. Okay. We are on Pei Daor Amud Aleph, and we are dealing with the Machlokes of Abaye and Rava of whether, what is the pshat in Ben Tema who says that a neder that's impossible to keep, and I guess the question is, did Ben Tema say impossible physically or impossible halakhically? That's the Machlokes. Abaye said Ben Tema meant physically, so therefore if a person makes a tanai that his wife should eat chazer, that is a valid tanai, even though she's not supposed to eat chazer. But it is a possible tanai. It's a possible to keep tanai. Whether Rava said, no, it's an impossible thing. So we will start again from Meisre, which is about 10 lines from the bottom. As you go to cross traces Amanas, it's a half a line down. Meisre. Hareze gitech Amanasha tibali lepoini. A guy says to a woman, this is your divorce, on the condition that you live with Mr. So-and-so. Niskayim atanai harez aget, and ba'avein aget. Now this is fine. There's legal ways to live with someone, and therefore, he's not requiring her to do an illegality, so both Rav and Abaye are comfortable with this. Abaye would be comfortable even though it's illegal, and Rav would be comfortable because it could be legal. There's nothing in the Torah that says that you can't live with Mr. So-and-so if it's done legally. And therefore, the condition did not insist on an illegality. And therefore, Rav is not shver from this case. Rashi, look to Rashi. Titivali, Gersina Gabi Ploini. But Gabi Avivavicha Gersina Shaloi Tivali. Rashi just telling you the correct Gersina Braisa. Titivali, Bein Biznos, Bein Benesuin. This can be done in many ways, in two ways. Weiter. Amanat Shaloi Tivali, Abu Lavicha.
What's the mutter? What's the mutter for it?
You can marry him. There's a way that you can live with the person legally. He didn't say you have to be mezana with the person. He said you have to live with the person. Doesn't require an illegality.
You have the after marriage also.
What?
The word be'ila.
Correct. Now, we spoke out yesterday to Yushalmi that seems to be bothered by the fact that he's not mekayim to tanai to soif be'a. And she's an HS-ish till then, so how can he have a beginning of a bia? So then Rabbi Yushalmi says, really, if she did it in sin, but if we suggest it to her is don't live with the person. Now again, it makes problems, so then it's impossible to do it legally. Again, it makes a problem. Again, I'm just pointing out that's what Yushalmi says. Other Mishanim say it works simultaneous. She lives and gets divorced at the same time. Okay.
Could be.
Next, Amanasha loy tivoli la'abo avicha. Okay, I would appreciate if I could explain this. Yesterday, I was assaulted with questions, and I guess assaulted is the wrong word. Bombarded with questions.
Mr. Webster, intigated? What's the word? A lot of things come to someone. No, there's also intigated.
Well, what I would use is the term deluge.
Deluge. Okay.
There are many.
Okay, that doesn't make a difference. The bottom line is, the guy said, I'm an actual tivad l'abel avichab. Ein chayshishen, shema nivel l'lehem. There's no reason she can marry somebody, and we don't have to be afraid that she was mezada with abba avichab. There's no reason for us to be chayshish that anybody didn't miss her. And the truth is, this is even true if he said, I'm a national Tivali, the Ruvain. There's no reason for us to think that she would be Mazana with Ruvain. That's biyada. Pashtas, not really. Because with Ruvain, he could force himself on her. By Abba Bavicha, we're not Chayshish. Rashi. Ein Chayshish in Shema Nivel Lehem Kleber. But Teres Lenas Miyad. Vein Chayshish in Shema Tivar Lehem Biyavatu HaGet. We don't have to be afraid that the get will be batu. Abba Amarloi, here is Rashi saying it clearly. I'm a national Tivali, the Pliny. What if he didn't say Abba Vavicha? He said, I'm giving you the get on the condition that you have no relationship with so-and-so. Ain't a get. Shema Tiboloi. Because that's not up to her. There can be a relationship against her will. If he said, don't marry so-and-so, that would be okay because That was the machlokes of Blaz and Rabbanim. But pashtus, there's no problem in the tie because that she has to do willingly, and she can avoid doing it willingly. But tivali is not necessarily up to her, and therefore it would not. She shouldn't get married. Just like Rashi says, like a guy makes a tanai, you should never go to your father's house, which is a tanai, that is a lifetime tanai. So again, it's interesting that Rashi makes a dumya here, because it's a different reason. The other reason is because it's a lifetime tanai. You can never walk into your father's house the rest of your life. Here, it's also a lifetime tanai that you can't live with Pliny, but Pliny might die. It's not necessarily a lifetime tanai. It's a different reason. What? So it's base of Icha. Okay, that's an interesting point. So they speak out that that Kasha is asked. The father might pass on. It's not base of Icha. So they say that that means the house that is now owned by your father. And even though the house might burn down, the I don't know. I don't remember the exact answer how it would work.
No, if you sell the house.
So that's the answer by saying that it doesn't mean the house owned by your father. It's the house that now is owned by your father. That answers the selling and the thing, but it doesn't answer the burning down. I don't know.
Why don't we call it questions with Shlosh Tishti Yayin Shema Kafu Parsim? She could also be forced to. Kafu Nachal Matta, there's such a.
There's a Muslim like that, but I don't know. I don't know. Good question. I don't have an answer.
And when she's similar to against her will, why don't we use these concepts of karka olam or
again? Or we're not here. We're not dealing with Isser and Hetzer now. Karka olam is a beautiful svara about her chayvus, but it's not a svara. In fact, a karka olam doesn't mean she didn't have a relationship.
We also had this, like this earlier, she tried to keep a tanai and she was unable to for other circumstances, like the father died and she couldn't be mishamish him. She tried to keep it, but she
that's because the tanai was done lahavacha. He's not around. What's she supposed to do?
But here she tried to keep that.
Doesn't make a difference. He said a tanai. This is not done lahavacha. There's no swara here. The swara, he just made this a tanai. I'm just trying to see if any. Whether I missed Pshat and Rashi.
She's raped by him?
Yeah, she had a relationship.
That's what you're talking about.
That's why he's going to see you. Let me see if there's a shot here. Well, give me 1 second. Pay dollar on my dollars. The Tzustel, Tamanasa, Leteuchi, the Abba, the base of Ichal Olam, not 100% sure what the Tzustel is. Okay. Yes, Doctor.
In regards to being forced to drink wine as opposed to voluntarily drinking wine, isn't that dealt with in the Gorm Pesachim?
That's if you're Yaitz in a mitzvah.
What?
That's the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. It's about whether you yaitz in a mitzvah or not. But it's not talking about physical fact. What he's asking, Rabbi Schatz, but the Mashal says this, by the way. The Mashal says drinking wine is up to her, Tivoli is not up to her. So I'm not sure what he does with your question of drinking wine is also not up to her. I don't have an answer to that. It's still a fact. We're not dealing with halacha now. We're dealing with physical fact. The Brisa did not mention a condition that he made a get on the condition that she does live with her father. Not that she doesn't, but that she does. Why didn't the Brisa mention that? That would have been a gewaldige chiddush. That even though he's making the get dependent on a iser, which can't be done legally, still the get is a get like Rava, who says as long as it's physically possible, it's a good tonight. By the omission of that case, the Brisa is indicating that if he requires her to do an iser, it would not be a tanai. Alaya tabaya. So mishlaim labaya, labaya nicha, the Rava kasha. So Rava, according to Rava, the Brisa, instead of saying tivoli v'plaini, should have said tivoli l'abalavicha. It would have been a much bigger chiddush. It would have taught us that even though he's making the get dependent on her doing an avera, since it's physically possible, it's a good tanai. Nobody's asking her to do an avera, but the get won't kick in. Rashi, v'ilu gabi avicha, abu avicha shetivalu lektani, din hevi tera, amad lo yavi tera. Labaya nicha, mishin to the day, Rabbi Yehuda ben Teima, filu lo yiskai mar zeget. In that case, it's an impossible tonight, because it requires an iser, and la rav akasha, to amar filu Rabbi Yehuda ben Teima, maitava. And for the Gemara, amad lo... What? That's the kasha on rav. Abaya said, I don't care about physical possible. But Abai is the one that said, Amanasha Trekli Basar Chazir is not a good tanai, it's an impossible tanai. Rava said it is physically possible. So going to Rava, it should have said, Amanasha Tivoli Labalavicha. And for the Gemara, Amalach Rava. Bishlam Basar Chazir, after the Lach, let me explain it outside. And we'll move that inside. Rava's answer is very simple. The tanoim that I say are considered possible are things that she can do on her own. She can do on her own, or she can do legally with somebody else, because she can always pay somebody else to join her. Amanasha Tivoli Labalavicha requires somebody else to do an iser. It's not up to her. She needs acquiescence of somebody else to do an iser. When the guy says, Amanasha Tishti, Trichli Basar Chazer, nobody else has to agree to eat chazer. She makes that decision herself. She's not allowed to, but it's possible. There's nothing stopping it. If a guy says, I'm a nasha tibli lupleini, right? She can pay the guy off to marry her. She can go to the guy and say, listen, I need to get divorced from my husband. It requires you to have an intimacy with me. Here's $1,000. Please marry me and have intimacy, and then you can divorce me. I don't care.
$10,000 yesterday.
Fine. Deflation. Right? So, again, that's possible. Amanasha Tivoli Labalavicha, there's no hetedik way to do this. And there's not an iser she can do on her own. She has to persuade the father to do an iser. That's not called possible. That's impossible because it's not in her control. There's no way she can get this done. Let's do it inside. Amalach Rava, Bishlam and Basar Chazir after the Achlu Malakia. By Basar Chazir, she could eat it and suffer the consequences. Plainly, Nami after the Meshach the Baby Mamina. She can bribe him. It's not an iser. It can be done legally. People for money will do legal things. El Abba Vavicha B'Didokhaima, the Hidi E of the Isura, even if she's willing to do the iser, Abba Vavicha B'Di of the Isura. Therefore, there's a difference in that tonight between that and eating Chazir. So Rava is now explaining himself. I don't say possible has to be impossible has to be physically impossible. If it's physically impossible for her to do it, that's called impossible. And here she needs somebody else, and that person will never agree. So that's physically impossible. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, I'm like Rava. L'dam yil l'basar chazer. She can do it herself. She can pay him off. And if he doesn't want to do it in sin, Yisena, he'll marry her for the money, the Yivul Behetzer. It's not up to her. So Rava is differentiating between an Isser that she can do herself or an Isser that requires some other party to do an Isser. Zakta Gemara. So now let's sum it up. Remember yesterday we said that the Brisa of Betfema used two words. One was exclusive and one was inclusive. Klal said expand. Kazeh Get said opposite of expand. Contract. Right. So the Rava Klal Lasuyaba Vavicha. So now we can explain both words according to both Mandiyamim. The Rava Klal is to include that if a guy says, I'm an Asha Tevali the Abba Vavicha, Rav agrees that's an impossibility. Even though it's physically possible, but since it needs somebody else to do the Yisr, that's called impossible. That's what's included with Klal. Kazeh, which said only physically impossible, the Mutebasa Chazer. Chazer is called possible, even though it requires Yisr, but you can do the Yisr by herself. Rashi, the Rav Klal, the Tani Rav Yehuda ben Tema, Lasu Yabba Vavicha, the Havi Nami Yev Shulakaimai, that is called impossible. And Kazet, Lamute Kit Basar Chazet, Yev Shulakaimai. But Abaya will say, Klal Lasu Yabba Basar Chazet, like we said yesterday, Klal is to include anything that requires a halachic iser. Kazet, Lamute Plaini. But Kazet means live with somebody, even though you would make the argument that's called illegal. It's not. It can be done legally. She can pay him to marry him. So Kazeh is saying, don't include a menashe tivoli v'ploini, because that's not a legality. It can be done legal. It can be done illegal. It can be done legal. Rashi.
Halachically cannot be done.
Right. Rashi labaya Kazeh lebuti ploini. They ain't a get. Achetibolloi. The biyada l'hachshidai b'mammon, she can bribe him with money, v'yisena b'heter, and marry a b'heter. Dr. Gemara Baita Mesa.
I have someone here ask the question. What do you mean? Lot gets drunk and lived with his daughter. She lived with him, and he didn't... Is that called living with your father?
It is called living with the father.
So that's... Was it...
I don't know the answer to the question. I would assume normally that drunk people that are out cold don't have relationships. Do you have a kasha from light? I just don't see the exact possibility of that.
You don't think it's possible?
What?
It's possible.
Okay, so there's the answer. I don't have an answer.
Then still, he has to be willing to drink.
No, but I don't know. That's probably, again, I don't know the answer. I don't know. Good kasha, I think you should definitely put it in the safer.
Yeah, I am, but...
When you get to light, you should put it in the safer, the kasha.
I'm just saying... I just want to say something very interesting, because in the cave, they had nothing there...
By the way, who said it was a cave? Yeah, it says... I think the pasuk says Mamara, I'm not sure.
Yeah, it says... I mean, that's not... That's not... I say... It says the pasuk, but the point of it is, there's nothing in there except for some wine. Do you know that? Isn't that crazy? All the things in the world...
They had to eat, no? Must have been some food.
Have you ever heard the phrase wine cave? Which people use, Bisman, is that?
Wine cave?
Yes. What do you think?
I never heard of that.
Constant temperature, clean air.
Storage. It's been used. I just found out what a man cave is. I never knew what that was until recently.
Okay, let's move on. Well, Chazer later on those things. It's a very good question. I really, and by the way, when I say you're safe, I don't mean Chas v'Shalom in any way. I think it's a very healthy thing that everybody should write a safer. I really think so, because even if the safer is not going to be a bestseller, and maybe your case it will be, but it might not be, but for the children and the grandchildren to know that their grandfather put thoughts of Torah down on paper is a wonderful thing. Unbelievable thing. What? Just, you know, because that's the truth. That's honest truth. Basically, somebody says to his wife, this is your get, on the condition you eat basar chazer. Or, b'maisa zarab, she was a Yisraelis, amanasha tekli b'truma. B'maisa nazira, amanasha tishtiyayin. Over here, Rabbi Yasha points out why we have three cases. Yesterday, somebody asked me why there's cases, before Dr. Schwab asked me. Here, Rabbi Yasha says one case is a regular iser, and one case is a chi of misa, and one case is something she can remove, and nazira can remove naziris. Amanash Tishtiyayin, Aniskayim Tanayar is a get, Vimlav ain't a get. The Ravanicha Labaya Kasha. This is Shver Queen Tabaya, because Taikli Chazer is not removable, either as Truma for a Zara. Amalachabaya, Misarva Divri Akaili, Hamani Rabbanani. I was saying Chatan Bentema. The Rabbanan argued and they said an impossible Tanay counts. So this is written according to the Rabbanan, who say an impossible Tanay counts. Rashi. No Rashi. So Abai's answer is, it's a Machlekes Tanaim. You can never slug me up from a Braisa. What?
She can drink, let's say, wine from Truma.
No, she can't. She's Israelis.
Well, as the case where I asked yesterday, but simultaneously she becomes divorced after the chuppah.
Who said she's a Kohen? Who said she's married to a Kohen?
She can get married to a Kohen.
What?
Are you saying so the case is only that, not that she gets married to somebody else, but...
He told her to get is a get on the condition that you drink Truma. You eat Truma, right? So you're asking me...
Better
pay a Kohen to marry her. But Isser, she's a Grusha. She would need the guy to do an Isser.
But it's still Toface.
Again, we said a moment ago that everybody agrees that when the Isser requires somebody else to do the Isser, it's not called possible.
Not a Bas Kohen. It's her father.
I'm sorry?
She can't be a Bas Kohen.
He says, Imhaisa Zara. Yes.
Rabbi Marco Reckon?
Yes.
What if she bribes a coin to do an Isra? That's a possibility.
The Gemara said she can't drive her father to do an Isra.
Yeah, but
we assume that other people are not willing to do the Isra. Yeah. Yes, doctor.
Just as
Messiah, marrying Cain, as since she will also simultaneously become a Grusha, brings him the same problem. Not a rabbi. One makes get work, and one makes him do an Isser. Right. One makes him do an Isser. There's no simultaneous to get out of the Isser. He's either Grusha or an HSH. Yes.
One last question. What if he just does the Erisim? So is it like Truma Durabana or Truma Duraisa? Or we don't know. Like if they do Erisim, so she could start doing
Truma
Durabana.
And who says the guy wants to do Erisim to Grusha? Pasuk says he's just Kachu. I know.
So is that for the actual Maisa Bia, or just, like, what station would that...
Like it's a Bia and Rav and Kedushin. If you stay tuned, we'll get there, Mertesha, about a year from now.
Al-Bezrasim, I already have my Gemara Kedushin. I'm already pumped.
I'm very happy, because it's in a few weeks from now we will start Kedushin. But to get to that Gemara, it'll probably take us close to a year, because it's in the Ions.
Oh, okay. That's what the sum.
That's the Gemara by term.
Stop people asking questions
if
they're faster.
There's a rule that you can't make a tanai against the Torah. And here you're asking the woman to do an Isser. Everybody should agree it's not a tanai because it's against the Torah. Not so clear. But it's a machlokes with a masna machikas with a Rabbi Yehuda holds you can make a kedushin a menashe ein lo alai shekhsus vayinah. I think it's a machlokes tanoim. But we're asking according to that tana. The trashi, the tepikle, and he nami the epsilon the kaim of Isser, mil tanai ein ra'ava. How can it be a tanai of a masna machikas of a tayra, a kaim of a tanai batu? We paskin masna machikas of a tayra tanai batu. Let the Gemara of Rabbi 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 Kiki, I mean a masna machikas of a tayra tanai batu, gosher it susu vayinah, sadu kakar. That's only if the guy who's making the Tanai is violating the Tanai, the Torah. He's saying, I want to make a Kedushin on the condition that I don't have to feed you. That means he's asking to do a thing that he will violate the Torah. That he is going not to give her food, Sheirah Ksusa Vainasa, which means food and clothing and time.
But she then is not
but Abahacha. He's not making a tie against that he will violate the Torah. He's making a tie. She again, the Havamina would be, the Havamina, Gemara's gonna slug it up. But the Havamina would be, you can't make it something work with you violating the Torah. Frank the Gemara Maskula Ravina. Klum ka akra e alakuma tanai today. The only reason she's violating the Torah is to keep his tanai. It's taka the iu ka akra. That means he's really doing it. Again, the Gemara is not satisfied with that difference. Elam Ravina, kiramina masa mashakasa batayra tanai batal ka sherek susa venasa devada ka akra. Avalacha mi kama la lisagid le akla, le techa vele te garish. Over there, he said he wants to make a kedushin that does not obligate him in sherek susa venasa. The Torah said, Kedusha does obligate you in that. So therefore, you can't tell the Torah how to write its rules. You want to do, the Torah said you can marry a woman, and this comes along with marriage. And you come and say, I want to marry a woman, and not do it the Torah way. Sorry, you cannot do something that's not the Torah way. You're trying to make a marriage that doesn't fit with the Torah. The Torah said, marriage obligates, and you're saying, no, marriage won't obligate me. That means you're confronting the Torah head on. Here, you're divorcing the woman. You're not doing anything in the Hilchos divorce. You're adding a side condition, which involves violating the Torah. That's not trying to do a get against the Torah. There's nothing wrong in the intrinsic get to side deny. She can either keep it or not keep it. Here, he's trying to create a marriage that the Torah never had such a marriage. If you want to do marriage, there's a Torah marriage, not your own decision of how to marry.
Which one is okay? Which one is not
okay? If you say, I'm going to do a Kedushin on the condition you eat Chazer, that's not intrinsic in the Kedushin. Don't eat Chazer, don't get married. You're not trying to change the institution of marriage. You're making it dependent on something that's Aser. Right, there's no word dependent, somebody once told me. You're making it depend, not dependent.
Why?
It depends. That's what I was told by once a person who also knew English, not as well as Dr. Schwab, but also knew English. He told me there's no such word. Anyway, I use it all the time. If there wasn't a word, it should be in there, and they should put it in next year in the dictionary. I made it up.
Whoever said that was incorrect.
Okay.
What's interesting, the Bible will have something which is dependent on something.
Okay, so I will use it. Fine. Okay, so that's fine. Okay. So if you can't, you can make something work on a condition that's a wrong condition. You can't change the institution of what you want to do.
Did they bring right here that
Suba's Drabanon? I don't know. It might be a right that it's a deraisa. It depends. If Master Machikasa Bateri say it's a Drabanon, it's a deraisa also in Suba's. We had.
Why does he keep Suba over? Why does Shir Chuzo Nasa in Suba?
So again, the Gemara and Kedusha in Suba deals with this, but I don't remember how the Gemara comes out.
Where's the Gemara comes out?
What? Again, so that you can do, make a Kedushin, and then get her to agree. But you can't make an institution, you can't make a halacha, you can't make up halacha.
Why can she? She shouldn't be able to make it up.
Listen, you have a monetary obligation to me to pay a debt. A biblical monetary obligation to pay a debt. I can be Michael it. A woman, there's a biblical obligation for her husband, it's a machloek, it's biblical or rabbinic, to feed his wife. She can say, don't feed me. You can be Michael monetary obligations. I can't create a kedushin that doesn't obligate me. I didn't say not.
That's
a big shaila in Rishayim whether we view Ein as monetary or not. But this makes a difference. It's not negated, this is a ghetto. Because Rabbi Yehuda says, V'davish of a moment, throwing kayim, I'm not getting involved. We're not learning the Sugging Subas. But It's trying to change. This is the way Rabbi Yashiv explains the Gemara, by the way. It's not so clear, but this is his explanation. You can't do a Kedushin differently than the Torah said to do Kedushin. You can't change the structure of Kedushin. You can make a Torah Kedushin and add a condition. That's not changing Kedushin. It's saying either it won't be a Kedushin or it won't be a Kedushin. But the Kedushin will be a Torah Kedushin. Rashi. Don't you, Rashi? The Vaday Ka'akar, Shari Masul HaKadushin, Vari Yishta L'chayev B'kulam. It's his wife to be Mechuyev. V'chiyas Ne'amanash Lo Yishchayev Havel Yaker. He's trying to uproot what the Torah called Kedushin. Don't tell the Torah how to manage things.
That includes Rabbanon.
Again, it's a Sugya Masechta Subas. We're not learning Subas now. Gemara has a whole Shaila, whether going against the Rabbanon is Masna Mashikosu B'Tayra, is not Masna Kosu B'Tayra. Because it's a big Shaila. Who says the Chi of Tefid is a Duraisa? That itself is a Machloikas.
If he words it like Dr. Harris said, I'll deny that you be Michael me.
Again, that's a Shaila. Rabbi Yehuda holds you can do it, I'll deny you can be Michael. It's not clear what Rameir would hold. He's the one that argues. Again, it's a different mechanism. Monetary things, you can be Michael. The Lashon HaMishnah is Rabbi Yehuda Eimer B'davar Shebamam and Tznoi Kayim. The reason for it is because she's Michael. It's Machloikas Rishayim whether Ayin is considered a Davar Shebamam or not. Because it's a pleasure. Some people consider any pleasure like monetary. And some people say it's physical, it's not monetary. Not again, this is from Masechtas Klubas, we're not learning Masechtas Klubas now. Dr. Gemara Vayter. Ketzed Yasa Yitlan Oimeno. So the Mishnah said, going back to our Mishnah, the Mishnah said, take it away from her and give it to her. And tell her, have matas l'chol adam. According to the Chachamim, he said, chutz mi pliny. Take it back, give it to her, and say, have matas l'chol adam. That's what the Mishnah said to do. But the Gemara, man tana. Who is the Tana that said that you have to take it back and give it to her? Why can't you just tell her now, have matas l'chol adam? She got the get. You said, chutz mi pliny, and now say, have matas l'chol adam. She has to get. The get was written kosher. You said chutz mi pliny. Now you say no. Her appetite is l'chol adam. Why did you have to give her the get again? Now, if you remember, we had this machlokes by Kinsey Shtar Chayiv. He said to her, take this Shtar Chayiv. It was a machlokes tanoim. Do you have to take it back and give it to her and say her appetite is l'chol adam? Or can you just say her appetite is l'chol adam? Reb Shimon, we'll see in a second. Then think about man tana. Who is the Tana? Chizkia, Amar Chizkia, Reb Shimon ben Elazari. Tanya, Reb Shimon ben Elazari, Amar Achi, Tlenu Himeno, you have to take it back. But you have to be Tlenu, Lava Yehme Lohegitech. I mean, according to Rabbi over here, you wouldn't have to take it back. All you would have to say is, Hari Abatar Zulalada. He gave her a get, it was a kosher get. You said something that was not good, so now correct it. It's like Kinsi Shtar Chayiv. Rabbi Yehme Amar, Vilatema Rabbi, Bilchayin Amar, one of you fellas said, he used to refer to Rav Kahana, when he's talking to his Tamidim of Bavel, he used to say, one of you told me, he was quoting Rav Kahana, he told me, Shaini Hachai v'kenasu l'pasim by l'kunam. Here, the get did work somewhat. It worked to pass or l'kunam. So you need to give it again to make the get work completely. There, the get didn't do a thing till he says Harat Mataris L'chol Adam. So therefore, he can just say Harat Mataris L'chol Adam and the get kicks in. Here, the giving of the get did accomplish something when he said Chutz Mi Pliny. She's not allowed to marry a Kayan. Therefore, in order to make it work completely, we want a newness in the second. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Shem Ben Elazi, Mantana Dezerach Litman Men of Lissagi Vamira Baalma. It's not enough to say it. She asks if you're able to Harat Mataris L'chol Adam. Reb Shimon ben Elazari, Beperik HaSeirik, Amala Kinsi Shtar Chavzat. Philotema Rabbi Dipolikas, Reb Shimon ben Elazari. The Choyin Amar, one of you said, Rav Kahane Shehoyim Mishalachem, when Rav Yechanan was talking to his Tamidim of Bobo, he said, you know, one of you told me, referring to Rav Kahane, Sha'allah Leit Yisrael Lum B'Tayrim Rav Yechanan. He went to learn Torah from Rabbi Yechanan because Aminim Ba'agai Zubasra. Like the Gemara says at the end of Baba Kama, one of the fascinating stories, which I will get to in one moment. And Rabbi Yechanan asked him many questions. And when Rabbi Yechanan always told the people in Baba, what have you said? He means Rav Kahane. Now the story goes, Rav Kahane killed somebody in Baba. He killed somebody. It was a meiser. The guy was meiser to the king against the yid. So Rav Kahane eliminated him. That's the halacha. A meiser, you eliminate. So he eliminated him. He killed him. I don't know how he did it. No, physically. It doesn't say in the Gemara. You can write that in. I don't know. So he killed him. Then he had to run away to Eretz Yisrael because he was afraid of the government who would prosecute a capital crime. So he ran to Eretz Yisrael. And Rav told him he's not supposed to ask Rabbi Yechanan questions for 7 years. Ask Rabbi Yechanan any questions for 7 years. He arrived and he started talking and learning with Rish Lakish. And to Rish Lakish, he had an argument and learning, and very impressive to Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish went and told Rabbi Yechanan, a lion has come up from Bubble. Meaning, you have somebody coming to your shir tomorrow, he is big stuff. Well, he came to shir, and what's his name again? He was sat in the front row. They gave him a seat in the front row. Rabbi Yechanan said, halacha, had no comment. Rabbi Yechanan looked around, where's the lion? So they moved him to the second row. Said a second halacha seven times. So he ended up to the back row. So he said, the seven rows are 7 years. And he asked Rabbi Yechanan to please repeat this year. Rabbi Yechanan said, the first halacha, slugged it up. Second halacha, two, Rabbi Yechanan gave away his pillows to Rav Kahane. So he was sitting on pillows, the covered Rosh Yeshiva. And because Rav Kahane was so impressive, Rabbi Yechanan let him have the pillows, and he sat on the floor. So Rabbi Yechanan had cracked lips. And it looked like he was smiling. Rabbi Yechanan had long eyebrows and it covered his eyes. So he asked somebody to please pick up his eyebrows so he could look at Rav Kahane. He sees Rav Kahane smiling, which he wasn't. So he said, oh, he's happy that he slugged me up. So when Rabbi Yechanan feels that way, it has consequences. Rav Kahane died. So the next day, Rabbi Yechanan tells the people from Bubble, did you see what he did to me? They said, no, he didn't do anything. That's the way he always was. His lips are cracked. So Rabbi Yechanan went and did Tchiyas HaMeis. Now, according to the Yushalmi takes over the story a little bit. So there's the question. The Gemara in Bavli makes it sound that Rabbi Kahane wasn't interested in coming back. He was interested in, he was already in Elam Haba. I'm fine here, I don't need to go back. But it says Rabbi Yechanan asked him a lot of questions in Halacha, and he told Rabbi Yechanan the answers. This is one of them. Told them this answer. So Chayin Amri, this is one of the answers Rabbi Kahane gave. So, but that it can go according to Rebbe, and over here, since it works the apostle from Kahuna, that's why you have to take it again. Now.
You do or don't?
You do. We'll talk about the answer in a second. So Bavli makes it sound Rav Kahane never came back. Rashi and Baba Kama brings you Yerushalmi and Brachas, that says Rav Kahane did come back. And what happened was, one person came over to him and said, oh, can you tell me what's happening in Shemayim? So Rav Kahane said, they just said that you're going to die, and the guy died. And a second person came over and asked him what happens in Shemayim. I don't know if he came over the next minute or 4 days later or 10 years later. And again, Rav Kahane said, they were guys for you to die. And he died. So then Rav Kahane said, why am I here? I'm here to learn Torah, not to kill people. Right? So I better go back to Bubble. So he went to Rabbi Yechanan. And he asked Rabbi Yechanan the following question. A person who his father's wife treats him with respect, but his own mother embarrasses him always. Where should he live? His father's married to a different woman now. Rabbi Yechanan said he should go to the place where he's treated with respect. So he went back to Bubba. Rav Yechonah came the next day and says, where's Rav Kahana? They said he went back to Bubba. He said he didn't ask me permission. He said, yes, he did. He came over and asked you. So this is the story with Rav Kahanah. He went back to Bubba according to Yerushalmi. From Bubba is mashma that he didn't want to get up from his grave. He was very happy where he was. But Rav Yechonah asked him a lot of shilas. That's a Gemara Baba Kama. And one of the shilas he asked him was, does this Mishnah have to be like Rav Shimon ben Elazar, or can it go like Rebbe? So Chizkiah said this Mishnah has to be like Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Rav Yechonah said, the one of yours told me, referring to Rav Kahana, that this can go according to Rebbe.
Why is he giving it back? Now we'll see the answer.
I have to tell you the story. Now we'll see the answer. Dr. Rashi, Shiny Hakam, Shimhaki Tarak Lags of a Litlai. Why does he have to take it back? The Kenasai Bissina Kamaisa lives to my Lakuna. Even according to the Chacham that said it's a puzzle again. But it's enough to pass over to Kahuna. Hilkach, he loved the Hadi Shakalamina. If he wouldn't take it from her, Loi Mahani Amira, saying it wouldn't help, Shaikwai Zachsa by Amanas Nairishan. See, it's Bishlaima, when you told her it's hold this star chayv, you weren't giving her anything. It was yours. You asked her to hold it for you. So then, if you say harat matash l'chaladam, that's giving her the get. That's saying, I just gave you a get. This is the ginesidus I get. Here you gave her a... let me finish. Here you gave her a get, chutz mipleini. Now, are you still owning that get? Or is it now hers? According to the chacham, they say it's a puzzle again. Whose get is this now? Zaktrav Kahana, it's hers, because it works to pass her as a kahuna. So now she's the owner of the get. How can you now change what happened? But if she gives you back the get, now it's yours again, you can give it to her and say, I'm a tired of the kahuna. I know, it's a shver, but it's still a shver. Right. It's already hers. I'm an Asnai Rishon. In the case in Ezverik, where he gave it again and said, Kinshi Shtar Chayv, it never became hers. Now it's becoming hers when he says, I'm a Taras Lecholadam. So this is the Nesinus Aget. Here, he gave a get, Chutz. It became hers. Why did it become hers? It's puzzle. Terence says, it became hers because it puzzled the lacuna. Now the problem is, how can you use the same get twice? That's the problem here. The Gemara seems to say that if the get only worked to puzzle the kahuna, it still has the power to be used again, which is a very big chiddush, but that's what the Gemara says.
The psul of Yehuda is a reich again, or actually?
Well, if it's a reich again, it's still puzzle the kahuna. Yes. Yes.
But so why do you
see it? We learned it from the Pasuk.
I know. I'm saying, why do we see it that way? Say, there was a
Nesina. There was a Nesina by Kinshi Shtar Chayv also.
Not Nesina's get.
He gave it a get, and he said Kinshi Shtar Chayv.
I'm saying, but what's it?
But that's what the Gemara is saying. Thank you.
But they're like overstepping.
No, it's not.
Is that because it's us?
She got it already. Because it was in a Sina.
Okay.
That's why she got it.
Again,
he gave it to her. So that's not Tlikitech. He gave it to her. No, the Gemara there was talking about Arak Lecharza. You're mixing two Gemaras. You're mixing two gemaras.
Would this be a raya if somebody divorces his wife and marries her back the same day? Can he use the same gift for a second?
Pashtus not. Again, I can think of a difference. I can't prove it. One used the total power of get, and one didn't. Ask me where I got it from, this Gemara. I have no raya.
Is there a raya that it doesn't work? Is it the same yet?
By star, we say Nimchal Shibudai. I hear you. Again, I hear what you're saying, but I have no proof one way or the other. That's what I'm saying.
We talked about Rabbi Elazar, no?
We're saying it can even go according to Rabbi. It was the Machlokes Rabbi and Rav Shimon ben Elazar.
I know, but in the regular case of
Rabbi
Elazar and
Rabbanan. Which Rabbi
Elazar
and
Rabbanan? Of Chutzmi.
That's right, yeah. We're going down to Rabbanan, who said that it's a possible get. The Mishnah said, take it back and give it to her.
Oh, so that part we're going on. So, okay.
So in the Chachamim, do you have to take it back, or can you just tell her?
I thought the Mishnah said you have to take it back.
So one man, the Amr, says that's only according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar. According to Rabbi, you don't have to take it back. You're right. The Mishnah said take it back. So Chizki said that's only according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Right.
Is this a story that Rabbi said on the test? It's a fascinating story. Wait, 12 questions.
No, it's not on the test. It's a Rashi, Baba Kama, and Yerushalmi and Brachas. Rashi says, if Yerushalmi Mashma, that he did go back to Babo. This is the Yerushalmi.
So I have a question, Rabbi. The question I have today is, what's this whole thing that if people that are Olam HaMS, if they had a chance to come back here, they would do it to do mitzvos?
Some would, some wouldn't, I guess.
Wouldn't it have happened you are and what you've done on this move?
It's Gemara Mai Katan, Gemara and Tindus, that Reb Lazar was sleeping. Lazar was sleeping, and all of a sudden they saw him smile in his sleep, and then they saw a spark of fire come out of his forehead. So when I'm talking to Gemara, this is not Bubba Maisa. When he woke up, they asked him what happened. So he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to him, and he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how long do I have to suffer? He was very poor. How long do I still have to suffer? So the Rabbi Nisam told them, do you want me to recreate the world and make you rich? So he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, am I over at my halfway point in my life, or am I not over my halfway point in my life? So the Rabbi Nisam said, you're over your halfway point. He said, then it's not worth it for me to start again. I'd rather not start again. If I'm over my halfway point, I might as well go. So he asked the Rabbi Nisam, what's my schar da'il of Haba? So the Rabbi Nisam said, I will give you 13 rivers of balsam oil. So the Rabbi Nisam, that's all? That's all I'm getting? So this is a Gemara. And the Rabbi Nisam answered him, so if I give you more, what am I going to give your friends? So he said to the Rabbi Nisam, is there a limit in what you have? Like, are you limited? So how could he smoke? The Gemara says, you got a flick on his forehead. And that was the spark of fire that they saw. Okay? So he also didn't want to come back. He was happy. It's a very strange Gemara because the ones had a great question. Is there a limit on what the Rabbi Nisam has? I don't know the answer to the question, but the Rabbi Nisam flicked him on the forehead for that. Whatever that means, it's a Gemara in Tainus.
That's not a problem. Just because there's a zero sum equity between all of the members of group does not mean there's a limit to what there is at the time.
Right. Okay. Again, I'm just saying the Gemara.
Isn't probably a little bit more believable in that they know if he came back? Rishami wouldn't know if he got back there.
Why not? Rishami would know he went back. Sure, he went to Rabbi Yechon and asked him.
If he got there?
Rishami says he went to Rabbi Yechon to ask him permission to go back to Buffalo. Bavli says he never left. Rashi brings down that it's not clear. Bavli doesn't say 100%. It's not so clear in Bavli as it is. Rashi in Baba Kama says, and Yerushalmi says he went back. We have many contradictions in stories, not contradictions, differences in stories between Bavli and Yerushalmi. I will never, ever decide which one I believe both. They're both Chazal. Everybody's have a wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbat.